Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, send your Spirit that through your word, our minds and our hearts may be set not on earthly things, but on things above. Amen. God's word for our meditation this morning is recorded in Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3. Since then, you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is God's word. In last year's WNBA draft, the consensus number one overall pick was, anybody know? Remember? Caitlin Clark. All right, there we go. Caitlin Clark was the best player on the Iowa team that had just won the national championship. She had drawn crowds to college, women's college basketball games that hadn't really been seen. And so it was widely assumed that WNBA draft night would be a sort of coronation victory march for Caitlin Clark as she was drafted with the number one overall pick. And so, family and friends, teammates gathered to celebrate with her. And when Caitlin was picked, number one overall, they did. They embraced, they cheered, they celebrated together. One of those teammates that celebrated with her that night was named Kate Martin. With the rest of Caitlin's friends and family and teammates, she celebrated when Caitlin was drafted. But then, 17 picks later, she got a little bit of a surprise. With the 18th pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Las Vegas Aces select Kate Martin, University of Iowa. She had come to celebrate her friend. But now she herself was wrapped into the glory of that night. She too was able to start a professional basketball career. All of a sudden, everything got a little bit more personal for her. And friends, that's what Easter is like for you and me. Yes, we are here today to celebrate the victory of Jesus over sin and death, that he took our sin to the cross, that he died for it, that he paid for it, that he took it away. We are here to celebrate that he rose from the dead, declaring his victory complete and our sins forgiven. We are here to sing our alleluias, to declare Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. But the Apostle Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 3, something that is wonderful beyond all imagination. You have been raised with Christ. The Apostle Paul expands the winner's circle and brings you and me into it. Christ's victory is your victory. Christ's eternal life is your eternal life. You are risen indeed. Notice that the Apostle Paul doesn't say, you will be raised with Christ. Rather, he says, you are raised with Christ. Right now, currently, you live a resurrection life, a life on the other side of death. There's just one logistical thing we got to deal with, though, before we grapple with that concept. In order for us to live a risen life, to be raised, first, we have to have died. And I don't know about you, but I can't remember that happening. Except that for you and me, it has. In the previous chapter, Colossians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul writes this: "You were buried with Christ in baptism." Buried with Christ in baptism. See, baptism is not just a splash of water. It is a means by which God the Holy Spirit connects people like you and me most intimately with Christ. As water ran and the words of God were spoken, you were united with Jesus, and that means that the life that you lived, the life that you were born into, a life apart from God, a life dominated and ruled by your sinful nature, a life destined for hell, that life ended the day that you were baptized. And so, in a very real sense, on that day, because of that day, you can say you died. But baptism not only kills, it also makes alive. The Apostle Paul went on in chapter 2. He said, "You were buried with Christ in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead." See, just like Jesus didn't stay dead but rose to new and everlasting life, so in your baptism, by being united with him by the work of the Holy Spirit, so you also began to live a new life. The Holy Spirit worked the miracle of faith in your heart, faith that connects you to Jesus. And that means that your life now, your old life is over, but now you are filled and living with his life. And what kind of life is that? Life free from the clutches and the domination of sin. Life with God, reunited with your Creator. Life beyond the reach of death. Resurrection life, eternal life. You are risen indeed. And that means the implications of this are earth-shaking and life-changing. The life you live right now, because it is drawn from Christ, from God through Christ, it is an eternal life. You don't have to wait for heaven to live an eternal life. Right now, the life you live by faith in the Son of God is a never-ending, indestructible life. This is true, even though one day your heart may stop beating if Jesus doesn't come first. That physical death will not end your life because Jesus went into death and came back. He is the source of your life. And so, since nothing can stop him from giving you life, even that day will only relocate your life. It'll only usher you into a new and more glorious adventure with Jesus, life with God, with no filters. Paul says it this way. He says, "Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Your source of life is God himself. Because of your faith in Jesus, God can never die, and so never will you." Because Jesus is risen, you are risen indeed, even when it's hard to see it. Maybe you don't feel like your life is the most victorious right now. Maybe you feel like you're under pressure and attack from every side. Maybe when you look for security and a stable place to stand, all you see is shifting sand. Maybe there is change in your life that you never wanted. Maybe it's your body that's turning on you, wearing out, breaking down. Does this really look like an eternal life? So often it doesn't. But we shouldn't be surprised when that's the case. After all, Paul says our life is hidden with Christ in God. Just as we don't see with the eyes in our heads the living and reigning of Christ over all of history, so we won't always see the glory of this new and eternal life that we have. For now, our life may be full of struggle. This side of the grave, it's guaranteed to be. Look at Jesus' life, after all. But we know what lies on the other side of all that struggle. We know what lies on the other side of the grave. Jesus' death and resurrection prove it. Paul writes it this way. He says, "When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Suffering and death could not negate Jesus' life and victory. And so our sufferings and even our death cannot negate the victory and the life that he gives to us. And our Easter hope hangs on this promise of God that someday what is unseen will become visible. Someday what is hidden from our eyes will become plain as day. That Jesus, risen, victorious, ascended and reigning, will return just as he promised. And when he does, he will bring us into his glory. The glory which now we enjoy only by faith, but on that day, which he will extend to envelop our bodies, resurrected into a perfect and glorious life, to be like him in his resurrection, to live forever in a glorious and perfect world. Yes, because Christ lives, you also will live. You are risen indeed. And so Paul says, live like people who know where your life comes from. Here's how he writes it. Since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Live like you know where your source of life is, and live like you know where it doesn't come from. There are so many earthly things, aren't there, that promise to fill up our life. They promise to make our life a life well lived if we can only attain them. They promise to make us finally and fully happy. Some of them even promise us a new life if we'd only do what they say. If you could only achieve this, accomplish this, amass this much wealth, get in with these people, gain the approval of this demographic, whatever it is, make this team, pass this test, get this degree. Earthly things that promise us the world, that promise us real life, but not a single one of them, not a single one, can bear the weight of our hopes and our expectations. Not a single earthly thing can give us the life that we were created to live. Not a single earthly thing. But Jesus does. Jesus gives us a new life with God by removing all of our sins. He reconciles us to Him. And in doing so, He restores us to our Creator. He restores us to the source of all life, without whom nothing could live. He brings us back to Him. And thus, He fills us with everything we need. Life with God is a life full of all the good things that God has to give. In a few moments, we're going to sing a hymn. You probably know it well and love it. I know that my Redeemer lives. It's got a lot of verses. And that's because in those verses, we sing a big old list of the things that come to us because our Savior lives. Salvation from sin and death and the devil. Forgiveness of sins. Help in every need. Comfort for every fear and every tear. And the list goes on and on. Life that does not end. It comes from God in Christ, because our life is hidden with Christ in Him. These are the things that we need most. Even if from time to time we get distracted by all these earthly things and think we need them instead, these are the things we truly need, and Christ gives them all to us. And now that we have a taste, don't you hunger for more? Now that we have a taste of what our Savior gives us, don't you hunger for the feast, the whole thing in its entirety? I know you do. And He supplies every one of your needs. As we receive what Jesus gives, it transforms us. The life we live is not the same as the one that we left behind at baptism. Now, because our life is bound up in Christ, because it is secure with Him, because He reigns forever and death can never end His rule, because of this, we are free to take risks that we never could have before. We are free to risk loving our neighbor, even if we get nothing in return. We are free to risk forgiving the person across from us, knowing that no act of love goes unnoticed by our Savior Jesus. We are free to step out in faith, trusting that He goes with us every step of our earthly journey. We are free to risk pouring our lives into eternal things, things that we can't see with the eyes in our head, to adopt God's priorities instead of those of the world, because we know that there really is no risk in that, because we are risen indeed. This is what our Savior gives us. Every good thing. He lifts our eyes to the heavens to see the things that He gives us from there. So keep on receiving what He gives you. Set your hearts, set your minds on things above, and continue to come and receive what He gives you in His Word as He fills your mind and your heart with the message of His love and His forgiveness and His victory and His strength. Set your minds and your hearts on things above as you return to and remember your baptism, the new life He gave you there, as you ground your identity in what God has done for you in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Set your hearts, set your minds on things above as you come to His table to receive the supper at which the Lord of heaven comes to earth to serve you as body and blood, living body and blood, so that you might live eternally. Friends, come and receive life from the source of your life, because you are risen indeed. Today, we sing our alleluias. We praise and proclaim the name of Jesus. Christ is risen. But we add to it the truth that Paul reveals to us. You are risen indeed. Easter, the victory of Easter is for you. You are not a bystander. You are a participant, baptized into Christ, clothed in him, united with him, risen with him, soon to appear in glory with him. Go forth from this place and live a new life. Live as people who have already been brought out of death and into eternal life with God. Because you have. You are risen indeed. Amen. Now the peace of God.